through me. Those that have been saved by the grace of God, those of us that are ready to go, I got our bags packed. I'm glad, thank God, it is a time that we can look forward to. Can I say, if you're here tonight and you're not ready to go, amen, it is not, will not be a good time. Amen, should you meet the Lord unprepared. And my prayer is that you do meet the Lord prepared. Have your bags all packed, ready to go. Amen. Turn your Bibles, if you would, just for a little while. Look at John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8. Share just a few quick thoughts with you tonight. The Lord has to share with you in John chapter 8. We're going to start reading probably around verse 51. Then read down through verse number 58 and share with you the thought. The Bible says this, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." Then said the Jews unto him, "Now we know that thou hast the devil, and Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? The prophets are dead. Whom makest thou thyself?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. If I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar. Amen, like unto you. But I know him. Keep your saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old. Amen, hast thou seen Abraham?" Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am."
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the word of God. We ask that you allow us for just a little while, God, to share God's precious word, God, in just a little way. God, our hearts might be encouraged. Our hearts might be touched by that precious word. Father, I am glad that you are that great I am. Amen. You are the one that can do all things. You are the one, God, that has breathed the breath of life into mankind. You are the one that was in the beginning. Father, you are the one that died before the cavern. I want to thank you for that. God, touch down upon this thy servant for a little while. This we ask in thy name. Amen and amen. We see here in John chapter number 8, we find, a conversation going on between the Jews and the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We find out that Jesus began to tell them about how they came to the Father, and the Jews, amen, would not accept the fact that he was the Son of God. Amen. He began to tell him, he said, "Listen, you said, amen, we have a father, God. You said you are greater than him. Amen. Our father is Abraham and our father is Isaac." Jesus said, "Listen, if Abraham was your father, you'd believe what Abraham said because he testified of me." They just couldn't understand. And again, Jesus began to say, "Well, if you," and they began to say, "Well, we're not born of fornication." Jesus said, "Listen, if you were of God, you would have done what I told you to. But you're not of God. You are your father, the devil." Amen. He goes on. The Bible says, begin to talk about this. He says here in verse number 52, "Then to the Jews and him, now we know that thou hast a devil, and Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Who do you make? Whom makest thou thyself?" Amen. I like what Jesus said. Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. If I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying." I like what he said. Verse 56. "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." Amen. You can imagine what the Jews thought when Jesus made this statement. "Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" But I like what Jesus said here, and this is why I want to share my thought around this evening. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Boy, I'm glad for that precious statement. I'm glad, thank God, before Abraham was, I am. And I don't preach on that thought, the great I am.
I'm glad, thank God, he is that great I am. Thank God he could say I am because he told Moses, hey man, and Aaron before he sent him, hey man, over there to Pharaoh, hey man, Abraham asked the Lord, said, who am I going to say when I come before the children of Israel? Who am I going to say sent me? Hey man, the Lord said, you tell him I am has sent you. Hey man, I am that I am. I'm glad, thank God, Jesus was part of that I am there when God spoke to Moses when he sent him down the children of Israel. That's why, thank God, he could tell the Jews here, Brother Scotty, I am before Abraham was. I am. I'm glad what Jesus said the verse prior to that. Hey, Mary, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. You say, preacher, when did that happen? I just want to say that happened. Amen. And just believe that happened in Genesis chapter number 22. Amen. When Abraham took Isaac up to that mountain to offer him on sacrifice. Amen. Like God told him to. Amen. When he began to hurt his hand over the knife to slay his son. Amen. The angel of God stopped him. The Bible said Abraham looked around. Amen. And saw the ram caught in the thicket. Amen. By the horns. I believe that was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to believe. Amen. That Abraham, that God revealed himself in that lamb. That ram that was caught. Amen. I believe. That's where he was making that statement. That Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. There was a great picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Of that ram that Abraham offered upon that altar there, Brother Scotty. I am so glad there is one called the Great I Am. He knows exactly where I'm at. He knows exactly what I need. He knows exactly what you're going through. I'm glad he is that Great I Am. Well, look just a little bit in the book of John. You'll find seven Great I Ams. Hey man, Jesus said, I am. First of all, we see in John chapter 6, verse number 35, the word of God says this in John 6:35. He says this, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. I'm glad that Jesus, he is that bread of life. He is that bread of life for salvation. I'm glad, thank God, one day I took the body of Christ. I took the blood of Christ when I knelt at an old-fashioned altar. Amen. Asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I'm glad, Brother Scotty, he was that bread of life unto salvation. Not only is he the bread of life unto salvation, but thank God he that bread of life that strengthens me day by day. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, thou art with me. I'm glad he is that bread of life. Amen, that we can find the sustenance that we need to be able to strengthen us day by day. I'm glad it is the word of God. He is that word of God. The Bible said the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. I'm glad, thank God, Brother Brandon, he was that bread of life. He is that bread of life. Amen. The bread of life for salvation. Bread of life for strength. Amen. Psalm chapter 27, verse number 1. The Bible says, the Lord is my light and my soul. Whom shall I fear? Amen. The Lord is my strength. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank God. I'm glad. Thank God. I don't have the strength. I had to go on. I can just cry out to the great I am. Same like, amen, like David said, my steps had well nigh gone. Amen. I'm glad, Brother Brian, that God, David was able to cry out to the great I am. Amen. For the strength that we need. I'm glad in the midst of sickness, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of trials, he is that great I am. He is that bread of life that I can find strength from day by day. Not only do we say that he is the bread of life, but we find also John chapter 8, verse number 12. Word of God says there, amen, then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God. Not only is Jesus a great, I am the door, the bread of life, but he is, I am the light of the world. I'm glad, thank God, that light one day shined on me. I was in darkness of this old world. Amen. My mind was blinded. My heart was blinded, Brother Brian. But I'm so glad the light, how the great I am, shined on my heart one day and made me realize I was in darkness. Oh, but thank God, Sister Nancy, that night that God spoke to my heart, the light of the great I am shined on me as an 8-year-old boy in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. I'm glad it illuminated the way of salvation. It illuminated the path that I needed to take, amen, to get out of darkness. And I'm so glad he is still the light of my life. He is still the great I am, the light of each and every day of my life. Can I say, Brother Perry made mention this morning, made a statement about folks are looking for something that's real. Honey, I'm glad he is the real thing. He is the light that shines forever. He is an eternal light, Brother Scotty. He is the light that, amen, will not go out. He will not get dim. If, amen, I like what the kids sang, amen, hide it under a bushel. No, honey, he is a light that's ever burning. But what we've got to do, we have got to allow that light of the great I am to shine in our light and to show forth to the world, amen, what they need to see. And it ain't me, but it is the great I am. The Bible tells us in the book, Matthew 5:14, ye are the light of the world. City that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Oh, the Bible also says there one part, let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, help us to be able to allow the light of the great I am to shine in our lives. Amen. I believe John Baptist made this statement. He said, I am not the light, but I am sent to bear witness of the light, the true light which lighteth the world, that cometh into the world. His name is Jesus. I'm glad, Brother Friend, you and I ain't the light. I'm glad, thank God, the great I am, and that shineth in me and through me. The great I am that is the light, that shineth in our lives. We've been saved by the grace of God. It is that light, Sister Kim, and that folks see on the job site. It is that light, Brother Bush, and that God sees wherever we may go. Amen. And points you folks to Jesus. Not only am I the bread of life, not only am I, amen, he said, I am the light of the world. Like what he said, John 10:9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. Shall go in and out and find pasture. Not only is he the great I am, the bread of life, the great I am, the light of the world, but he is the great I am, the door. I'm glad there is no other way to get to Jesus. Jesus said, amen, that he is the door. No man can get to, amen, to the Father but through him. Jesus said over there in one part, Acts 4:12, neither is thou salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Honey, can I say that he is the only door? There is no other door to get to heaven. If you don't come through the door of salvation, the door the great I am, you'll not make it. The Bible said the thief, folks try to get in many other ways, but he said there ain't but one way, and that is the door of salvation. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the way that you get in, and no other way. I like what John said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I'm God, Brother Scott, that God provided that door, amen, out of darkness. That door into the marvelous life. That door, amen, into eternal glory. And that door is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But let's go a little further. Not only see he is the door, amen, but I like the next one. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. Good shepherd giving his life for the sheep. Now, those he is, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world, but I am the door. He also says, I am the good shepherd. I'm glad, thank God, he is the shepherd of the sheep. Thank God, I'm glad he is that great shepherd. Amen, the Bible tells us about. Thank God, I'm glad he loves and cares for you and I. Psalmist David said in Psalm chapter number 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, David, I could comprehend with that great saying. Why? Because David himself was a shepherd. He knew the responsibility of the shepherd. He knew the care, the compassion that the shepherd had for the sheep. And I'm glad, Brother Wendell, amen, that David could say, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, can I say today, amen, can somebody just testify with me today, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm glad he is the great shepherd. I am the shepherd of the sheep. He is the one that cares about us. He is the one that watches over us. He is the one that cares enough for us to lay down his life for you and I. I am the good shepherd. Amen. Died for the sheep. Throw that thing away. I am the good shepherd. Amen. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Thank God, I'm glad he died for the sheep. Not only did he die for the sheep, he gave his life for you and I, but thank God, I'm glad he directs that path each and every day. Psalm 23, verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm glad, thank God, that good shepherd, Brother Randy, guide the sheep. Oh, thank God, he knows where the pitfalls are. He knows where the green grass is. He knows. Thank God, with a pool of water, still water lays. Thank God, I'm glad he is that one. Amen. With compassion and love, directs those sheep to those still waters. He is the one that restores my soul. I would seem like I'm overwhelmed by the world, troubles, and trials. He is the one that brings me back to where I need to be. You see, the good shepherd died for the sheep, giving his life. He also directs his sheep. Amen. I like what he said. He also, John chapter 10, I believe it is. He said, delights the sheep. Look what he said. He said there, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He that is the hireling, not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf cometh, leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. But I like what he said. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Where and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. I'm glad I'm part of that other fold. The whole Gentile nation, amen, we're outcasts, dogs, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. But God, hey man, in his mercy, his love does and gave himself for us. I'm glad, thank God, he turned his that mercy and grace to me, an old Gentile without God. But I'm glad he became my good shepherd. Folks, ain't you glad we have a shepherd that loves us? One that takes care of us. One that watches over us day by day. Gives us what we stand in need of. Not only this, but let me go on. Not only is he, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. But I like what he said in John 11, 25. The Bible's talking to Mary there and Martha. Even after Lazarus had died, he made this statement. He said to her, Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I'm glad I am the resurrection and the life. I'm glad we see the authority that he commanded, even over death. And to be able to speak to Lazarus, amen, Lazarus came forth. Still in the grave club, but yet he came forth alive when he said, Lazarus, come forth. Authority to the great, amen, I am, had over death. And all the elements of the world, he had that authority. He spoke to Lazarus, and Lazarus, come forth. Boy, ain't you glad? Thank God he just called Lazarus. Preacher, why are you saying that? I believe he just said, come forth. I believe all the dead come forth. Honey, I believe he just, amen, had to say Lazarus. I thought Lazarus would be the only one. Lazarus, come forward. Honey, I'm glad one day, should I go by way of death, amen, this old soul's going home to be with the Lord. This old body going to be laid in the dirt. But one day, thank God, when the rapture takes place, the trumpet sounds, amen, the dead in Christ shall rise first. I believe he's talking about this old body. Amen, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. The Bible tells us, Acts chapter 1, verse 9, we read that scripture today, talking about when Jesus was there. Amen. How it was there, he appeared unto the disciples after his resurrection. Said this, and amen, when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Not only we see this authority that Jesus of the great resurrection life, we see his ascension. Amen. When he went back, amen, to heaven. After, amen, he showed himself to all the shepherds after his resurrection. Amen. Not only we see the resurrection life. Amen. But I like what he said, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. We see Christ's assurance to you and I. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Thank God, I'm glad, but now is Christ's reason. Amen. Paul was talking to the Corinthians there, and those that were disputing, amen, the resurrection. He began to tell them about the resurrection. He said, listen, if there be no resurrection, then my preaching is vain. Your faith is vain. You're still in your sin. I like what he said, that scripture I just read, but now is Christ risen. I'm glad, thank God, and that is the assurance you and I have to know that he is a resurrection, and he is the life. Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Can I say it is the power of that risen Savior, amen, that enables us to live the life, amen, that we need to live this side of glory as a child of God, knowing that he gives us the strength and the ability to be able to live that Christ-centered life, amen, to bring honor and glory upon his wonderful and holy, holy name. Thank God. Now, let we see he is the resurrection and life, but the sixth one says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Bible said, John chapter 14, verse number 6, he said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way for going. He is the truth for knowing. John chapter 1, verse 14, I done quoted, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of deed and truth. Amen. Not only that, we see he is the life for growing. Amen. The Bible said, for Christ, who is our life, shall appear. Then shall ye also appear with him in glory. I'm glad, thank God, he is the life that I live. Amen. I'm glad what I believe Paul made this statement. For me to live is Christ. I'm glad the only way that you and I can live the life of a child of God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through his power. Allowing him, Brother Scotty, to do the living in us. Paul, amen, I've quoted this statement, this verse many times. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live, but yet not I. It's Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul understood what it meant to live the Christian life, was to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to do the living in him. I'm glad thou said, for he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It is only in him, in his righteousness, that we can live that holy, godly life that folks, amen, can look at and see Christ. Here folks make the statement, preacher, when I think I can live it, I'll get saved. Let me make this statement, you ain't going to never live it. Honey, there's no way that you and I can live it in our own strength. Paul, a great man of God that he was, understood the great truth. In Galatians chapter number 2, verse 20, he said, it's not me. Oh, but it's the light, the life of the Lord Jesus Christ that lives in me. It's the faith that I have in him, Scott, that allows me to live this Christian life. Having overcome the temptation of this old flesh, it is through him and him alone. How we can't do it within ourselves, Brother Randy. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Last of all, he says this. Not only is he the way, the truth, and the life, John chapter 15, verse number 1, the Word of God says this. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it be abide in vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. He said in verse number 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. I'm glad, thank God, he is the great I am. I am, amen, the true vine. Can I say without him being the true vine, amen, you and I would be in trouble. You and I would be without hope. I'm glad it is through the vine that the branches bear forth those grapes. Amen, gets the nutrients, get the essential items that they need to bear the fruit that they need, Brother Scotty. Just like an old grapevine. How many of you know what a grapevine is and how that is a vine? Amen, that allows the nutrients to come from the ground and the water and all the things it needs. Amen. For those branches to get, amen, what they need to make those grapes grow. Amen. That folks can enjoy them. The fruits of the grape. Can I say today that's the way our life is? It ain't nothing we can do within ourselves. But honey, it's the nutrients that come from the great I am. It is the vine. We are the branches. He is the vine. He said, without me, ye can do nothing. Brother Scotty, those branches cannot bear that fruit apart from the vine. Oh, hallelujah, glory. I'm glad I am part of that vine. I am. Amen. Amen, the vine. Amen, that true vine. Can I ask you the question today? Amen. You look into some great preacher. You looking to some great prophet? Were you looking to some great televangelist? Honey, can I say what we need to be looking for is the great I am. Amen. Thank God it ain't about this old preacher right here. And if you got your eyes on me, you need to get your eyes on me and get them on the great I am. Thank God that bread of life, that door. Thank God I'm glad Brother Budge. It is him that I want to represent. If I can't represent the great I am, now I'll get down and shut up and let somebody else do it. Amen, because it ain't about what I know. Amen, but it is about who I know. It is about who I put my trust. I am persuaded. Amen, Paul said that I am that he is able to keep that which I have committed in him against that day. See, I am anchored in the great I am. And I say when we get up in the morning, I'm glad that he is, amen, still our strength of life. He is my resurrection. He is my life. He is my door. He is my light. He is my good shepherd. He is, amen, the resurrection life. He is the way, the truth, and life. He is the true vine. Can I say he needs to be at that to each and every one of us today? We need to look to him in that manner. He is the great I am. Jesus was trying to tell those Jews, honey, you say you're of the Lord, yes, you're not receiving me because I said I came from him, but you're not receiving that. He says, you're of your father, the devil. And I say, who are we looking to? Are we good looking to the great I am? Or are we looking to something else? He is what we need to look at. He is what we need to focus upon. He is our hope of life. Every head bowed, that's the message. Father, we thank you for the word of God.